Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly Time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, we head out to the Brighton Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline for a little Shelly Time. Mr. Shelly joins us. Jode, who won the what side won the Hart Trophy at Thanksgiving yesterday? What was the side that was the most valuable?
Well, for me, it was just the plain old mashed potatoes were outstanding yesterday. It's just one of those days. I don't know. They stepped up out of the blue, and mashed potatoes for me took it home.
Oh, what a win. A little bit of gravy. You could gravy that up a little bit?
Lots
a little gravy on there?
Maybe it was the gravy, yeah.
I throw a little corn in there. I'm not going to lie.
Corn on, yeah. I don't mind that.
And growing up, you know, mom and dad made the cream of corn, so then you throw that in there. You got a little sweetness with the...
You work that all in?
I mean,
now,
that's
do you go...
Win.
Joe, did you take the gravy and did you go to the stuffing and the turkey as well? Do you spread that out?
Oh, yeah, it's the last thing to go on. It's just a dump right on
it
the
It really is. That's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. It's so great.
Big rivalry game in town, obviously, tomorrow, actually, in Ann Arbor with Ohio State and Michigan, which has its own kind of blood feud to it. Who would – and I saw Jeff Swoboda, who does a great job for you guys, for the Blue Jackets when it comes to writing for the website. He put it out there. Who do the fans consider the biggest rival? Is it this Pittsburgh team we see tonight? Is that the one that – although Pittsburgh has bigger rivals, you know, other places, and is it the team we hate the most? Is it the Pens?
Yes, it's the Pens. It's definitely the Penguins. I think we'll see the Rangers evolve into something more because of John Davidson, Panarin, all the interactions and transactions that have happened, John Tortorella. But for me, it's the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's the series, the playoff series that's happened twice. It's the team that has Crosby and a lot of Penguins jerseys in the building at times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the team. I mean, it used to be Detroit. We used to want it to be Detroit.
That's
they
it.
Were close. But it's not there. I'm sorry. It hasn't been there.
No, and I think before the move to the East, there were natural ones with both Nashville, and Nashville was probably the most natural because you both were new teams, and you weren't having to, you know, Detroit has formed rivalries for forever, and the Rangers and the Pens have rivalries that go back forever, so you're trying to jump in on their rivalries, whereas when we were in the West and you were playing with Nashville, I don't have any complaints. I'd much rather be in the East, but there was at least... You know, something there a little bit with them, and the Detroit one was always tried to be, but I think that's always the tough thing when you're on the block is you're trying to establish rivalries with you have them.
Yeah, but those are regular season. It just doesn't happen. I mean, you used to play them eight times a year, and that used to establish something, hatred.
Right.
But a rival is a team that knocks you off your game plan, a team that wants nothing but tear you down, and you know it's all the time. And I think that with Pittsburgh, and you're in the playoffs, and things are going well, and the Blue Jackets thought they could, you know, it's excitement, and then you play Pittsburgh, and they were on the parade. It's like, okay, we'll get you guys at one point. And I think Pittsburgh has come to hate the Blue Jackets because the Blue Jackets have played a tough brand of hockey against them, and guys like Crosby and Malkin, they get frustrated and upset, and that's when you get it. When you get their stars really getting emotionally involved, I think you get more of a rival. But right now, it's still on this team that's almost 20 years in and has had a few playoff series. Pittsburgh is their rival.
Jody, how do you break down the loss, you know, on Wednesday? We're just with the – you can't spend half a period in the penalty box. You know what I mean? You just can't do it. You can't do it and expect to be successful.
No.
It just seems sloppy. It seemed like we were constantly trying to fight out of that hole there of being shorthanded. And you just can't do it over and over in the NHL, can you?
No, you can't. I mean, you come out at home and you play great. I thought they were going to have one of those games where they overwhelm the opposition, but they end up just slowly letting the Philadelphia Flyers back in the game, each power play.
Yeah.
And it's not just the power play scoring goals. It's the penalty killers are the only guys on the ice, so you got guys like Dubois, who doesn't kill penalties, sitting on the bench. And that guy's limited minutes, and there's no flow down there. There's no, you know, there's no shift after shift build. So they got sloppy after that. They got lost. They got away from their game. And Philadelphia walked out here, I think, smirking that they got that 2 points. Because I think early in the game, it looked like the Blue Jackets were going to win. So, you know what? They found a way to lose. And we've heard that a couple times. I like it when they find a way to win. We all like it because it's a team effort. It's a grounded out, not perfect game. But when they have a great start and they finally lose, and I find that more frustrating. So I just thought they totally got away from what they're supposed to do. Again, some young guys making young errors. John Tortorella had to shorten his belt, and that's been a theme of a lot of these losses. Is these young guys are learning in the National Hockey League level, and it's costing the Blue Jackets points. And at times, there's some point here where they've got to get the veterans to say to take over the game, and those young guys need to not be put in those situations, maybe.
Jody, this Penguins team that we see tonight typically when we've seen the Pittsburgh Penguins over the last decade or so, it's been Crosby and Malkin and lately Kessel. None of them, right? None of them. So what is this? What is this?
No,
what is their makeup? Malkin's back. Oh, I didn't see that. Okay, I missed that. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. All right.
He's in. So Malkin's in, and he's on fire. Like he had 5 points last game, and he's on a top line with Gensel and Rust. And that line had 13 points last game with a 5-goal comeback.
Well, that changes that.
So, I mean.
No, that's not great. I didn't need to hear that. I was still out.
Dude, you're locked in on the football. I get it. But listen to this. This team
sucks.
The Penguins, when Crosby is out, Malkin plays his best hockey. And when Malkin is out, Crosby plays his best hockey. And it shows to the superstar power of those guys. When they're both there, they're kind of like ham and egging it. But Malkin has stepped up. He is dominating this week in the league. And the Blue Jackets,
God.
And Malkin, you got to try to frustrate him. But, yeah, he's back. But you're right, Kessel's up in Arizona.
Right, yeah, he's not there.
I mean, how do you explain that? Like their last game, they have a 4-2 lead, then they 6-3 deficit with 17, and then we win 8-6. Like the back and forth of that. Does that just say to the star power and the explosiveness that's on their roster, or is that just kind of a one-off crazy game for the Pens?
No, listen, this team has had their goaltender struggles of late. And,
yeah.
Some teams think that they can outscore you. I think the Penguins know they can outscore you. They've got a mentality of, if you want to go end-to-end with them, they will beat you. Yeah, 8-6, 10-9, whatever you want to do. But if you can lock them down and frustrate Malkin and kind of grind them out, okay, you have a much better chance. Yeah, if you want to open it up and do what the Blue Jackets did the other night and take penalties, you better get Corposalo extra lubed up for tonight because he's going to be busy.
Fantastic. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, Joe. My apologies. Disrespectful, not realizing that Gino is in. Got to be better than that. It's a bad job out of me.
Take it off.
Blame it on the turkey and the cocktails.
Absolutely.
Maybe both. Good talking to you, brother. We'll see you next week.
All
get
right,
a dub
guys.
Tonight for
see
us, would you?
Have a great weekend. Yeah, we'll do
all
it.
Right, that's our good buddy. Bye-bye. That's our good buddy, Jody Shelley, with a little bit. And a nice gets a go Bucks in there at the end. That's a good job out of him.